It is a great honor for me to introduce Mrs. Hallman tonight. I remember the first time in ninth grade, sitting on a Friday afternoon, hearing Mrs. Hallman speak for the first time by a discovery program and thinking to myself, wow, I would love to work with her and be a part of discovery in 12th grade. Well, what do you know? When I was in 12th grade, I was zocha to work with Mrs. Hallman on discovery. And what an unbelievable experience. Seeing firsthand her excitement and passion for Yiddishkeit and her love for everything she does. Not only in her, is her excitement for shown through the program, but also in through her 11th grade Chumash class. I personally did not have her as a teacher, but through my friends, I feel like I did. I heard about her clear explanations combined with her passionate Hashkafa lessons, and it is an honor for me to introduce Mrs. Feldman.
Mic is going. Hear me? You hear me? Yeah. Hey. Wow, what a privilege to be here. I feel honored to be invited. Thank you. We find ourselves in Elul, just about a week before Rosh Hashanah. A couple of years ago, I found myself in the teacher's room in Beis Yaakov the day after Rosh Hashanah. And I met a teacher that I teach alongside. She's a chashuva teacher, a senior teacher, a lot older than I am. And I asked her, "Hi, Mrs. So-and-so, how was your Rosh Hashanah?" And she said to me, words that reverberate in my mind always, again and again, especially this time of year. She said to me, "I don't know. I'll find out next year." I tried to digest that response at that time, meaning that's how it goes. We'll find out next year. My year is dependent on that Rosh Hashanah that I just had now. That's what it's dependent on. And I really tried to properly digest that, the meaning of that statement. And this statement actually comes back to me again and again during this time of year. Elul and Yamin Aram. Is that how tshuva works? How does tshuva work? It depends on my 40 days from Elul till Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur. That's how my year is going to be. Like, wow, I made it to this point. Like, I probably davened well last year. Is that how it goes? What is tshuva? How do I do it? Am I getting it right? I do it again and again, every year. Am I getting it right? There's so much to do. It's so overwhelming. I really do think I echo the thoughts and questions of many. How do we do tshuva? How do we get it right? How do I know if I'm doing it right? I just made it to the next year, like I got it right. How do I do it right? There are many svarim that tackle this question. What is tshuva? How to do tshuva? Just take a walk through the aisles of a svarim store and you will see shelves and bookshelves filled with svarim and books on tshuva. There are mamarim. There are essays. There are gemaras, medrashim, musar svarim. Endless books and svarim all about tshuva. Is it really that hard? Is it really all that to know? Sometimes I feel like I just want to stand in the aisle or stand in a room of svarim and ingest it. I just want to know all of it. If I'm supposed to know it, it's written there in those svarim. I need to know it. Is there really that much to know? How should I get it right? I might not know everything that it says in all those svarim. On the other hand, there's a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim and Sefer Devarim that says, "Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od b'ficha u'belvavcha lasoso." It's close to you. It's close to you, this davar. And the Ramban says it's referring to tshuva. Tshuva is close to you. It's something that's in your mouth and in your hearts to do it. Meaning, the Ramban goes on to tell us, it is doable. And he says, b'chol eis u'b'chol makom. Tshuva is doable anytime and anywhere. It's doable. It's karuv, it's close, anytime and anywhere. So what is it? Is it so hard? There's so much to know? Is it that doable? So it's karuv, it's doable anytime, any minute, anywhere. How do we do it? How do we do tshuva? What is our avoda these days of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur? After spending the last many days perusing and learning Svarim, many Svarim, I think I came to some realization, clarification, that I'd like to share with you. 2 points that I want to share, and then a quote that I read. What is tshuva? How to do it? How to get it right? Firstly, the Michtav Me'Eliyahu says, this is how to do tshuva. This is how to approach Rosh Hashanah. Rak Eitza Achas Piyadeinu Lahachin Asatzmeinu Rosh Hashanah. There's only one Eitza. There's only one piece of advice to prepare yourself for Rosh Hashanah. Musar Im Hashavad Laliv V'Hisoros. Musar. Prepare ourselves with Hisoros, returning to your lave with deep introspection in our hearts. Hashavad Laliv, returning with deep introspection in our hearts. That's what the Michtav Me'Eliyahu says. Deep introspection in our hearts. The Sifsei Chaim says, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li. B'yamin elu. Yesh yedidus v'kirva miyuchedes b'ineinu l'vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yamim elu yamim shel ahava kirva v'yedidus el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. During these days, there is a special bond and closeness between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A unique and dear yedidus between us and Hashem. Deep introspection, according to Michtav Me'Eliyahu, and a deep yedidus and bond and connection with Hashem. That's what we have during these days. And now for the quote that I read, and then we're going to put it all together. I read this English quote. It is Elul, and the king is in the field, waiting for us with wide open arms. Now is the time to scrub in hidden crevices, to listen, not to popular opinion, but to that inner voice, to pursue that very precious limited opportunity that fills the field where the king awaits us with love. So how do you do tshuva? What is tshuva? What's the object of these days? It is deep introspection along with kirva, closeness with Hashem. That's the calling of these days. My neshama, my soul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me, tahorahi, is precious. It's pure. It never gets soiled by chet, by sin. That's what connects us to our loving Borei, to our loving Creator. This is what these days are all about. Living these days of tshuva with the deep concentration and realization of what I'm here for. The point is to shake us up. Hashem is recreating the world on Rosh Hashanah. And I want to be part of that recreation. I have to come back to you, Hashem. I have to connect to you, Hashem. That's how I will be part of that recreation. The essence of tshuva is coming close to Hashem. The essence of tshuva is that internal kesher, that internal connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there's a lot we can do. We can learn a pile of svarim. We can bench from a bencher. We can say brachos with kavana. We can learn shmiras lashon. And more and more and more things to do. But the focus must be on my inner work, on my inner and deep kesher with Hashem. That's the avoda of tshuva, the deep connection that my neshama has with Hashem. But how? Seems so lofty. Seems so out of reach. How do we do it? Haro ve'lacha adav ma'od, you can do it anytime and everywhere. It's so lofty. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. You tell me learn a sefer, I'll learn a sefer. Say extra bucket, I'll tell him I'll do that. How to create this kesher, this deep connection with Hashem, seems like too far for me. Too far for me to reach. I want to tell you a mashal that I read in a book by Rabbi Shlomo Hoffman. He was a big Baal Machshava in Eretz Yisrael. And his book is called Secrets of the Soul. If you never read it, it's very kedai. He was driving to Bnei Brak from Yerushalayim. He was supposed to be headed north. Mistakenly, he headed south. Then he was driving 1 hour, not at his destination yet, 2 hours, 3 hours later, he found himself in Eilat. When he found himself in Eilat, he realized how far he was from his destination. And he turned around to go back up to Bnei Brak. And he says, the moment I turned around and headed back up to Bnei Brak, I was closer to my destination than I was 1 hour ago. Because 1 hour ago, if I kept on driving, I was going in the wrong direction. I never would have reached my destination. Now, I'm headed in the right direction. I'm closer to my destination than I was 1 hour ago. When he was going the wrong way, even though he was 20 minutes out, 1 hour out, he was further away than he was when he was 3 hours out, but he was headed in the right direction. When you're headed in the right direction, when our direction is correct, this is based on the teaching of Rabbeinu Yonah, when you're headed in the right direction, then you're on your way. When you're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm headed towards him, I'm on my way. Sometimes we're 3 hours out, sometimes we're a half hour out. But if I'm headed in the right direction, then I'm on my way. Tshuva can take a lot of time. Might not even take this year's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Might not even take these 40 days. But during this time of Yamim Noraim, it's our obligation to search for the right direction and position ourselves on that path. That means I'm headed towards you, Hashem. Tshuva, Shav. Hashem, I'm headed towards you, Hashem. So yes, it's lofty, but it can practically be, I will turn in the right direction. I will turn in the right direction. That's the first thing. How to properly align ourselves during these days. A second etza that I wanted to share. Again, we can do, we can learn, we can make brachos, but how to get close to Hashem with that kesher, with that connection. Connecting to Hashem through my neshama is a much deeper kesher. Even one moment, even for 1 second, it's about bringing Hashem into every part of our lives. Thinking about Hashem. Bringing Hashem into our mundane activities. It's about being davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being connected to Hashem. And it's about having my heart and mind focus, even if nothing on the outside changes. It's about stopping and thinking. I stop before I do, and I think, and connect, and keep that kesher with Hashem. Hashem, I'm connected to you. My heart and my mind is connected to you. I'm davik to you, Hashem. There's a popular expression these days called setting intention. Ever heard of it? Setting intention means before I do something, to think about what I'm about to do. Just stop and think. What am I about to do? Setting intention.
Ma.
Okay, it's about stopping and thinking. 2 times a day, I suggest. 2 times a day to stop and think. Maybe it's when I wake up in the morning. Maybe it's when I leave my house. Maybe it's when I walk into work. Maybe it's before I start davening. Maybe it's before I walk into a simcha. I stop and say to myself, whatever I'm doing now has a goal to be Marbet Kvod Shamayim. Whatever I'm doing now, my goal should be, I'll be Marbet Kvod Shamayim through what I'm doing. Think about more glory of Hashem through what I'm about to do.
It should be a little thing about this. I don't like your funness, then.
Okay. Hope you can hear me over this. And we stop and we make this deep connection. We feel the richness in everything we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, someone not muted on Zoom.
Someone on Zoom, I think, is not muted. So if everyone can make sure that they're muted. To stop and say, whatever I'm doing should be Marbet Kvod Shamayim. And to feel that richness and that depth of my actions. And when you feel the depth of your actions, you feel a kesher with Hashem. You feel a connection with Hashem. And this is another way to develop a kesher, a connection with you and Hashem. And this is another avoda of these days. Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz wrote a book. He actually spoke and it was written based on his teachings called A New Approach to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And he says it very beautifully. He says, ultimately, we need to choose Hashem. We need to go through the entire tshuva process by understanding and addressing our natures to build ourselves into vessels of growth and connection with Hashem through hard work in order to be more like Hashem and subsequently bring ourselves closer to Him. The constant dveikus to Hashem keeps us tightly connected to Hashem. When we're tightly connected with Hashem, then the Yetzer Hara cannot penetrate. When we're tightly connected with Hashem. At the end of Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu was fighting with the Malach. And it says, the Malach lo yachalo. The Malach was not able to overcome him. A Malach can't overcome a human? A human is much weaker than a Malach. How could it be that the Malach was unable to penetrate, to harm Yaakov? And the Sferno explains why. The Sferno says, why couldn't the Malach penetrate? L'rov dveikuso tamid b'kel yisparach. He was so davek to Hashem, b'machshava v'dibur. He was so davek to Hashem in his thought and in his speech that the Malach was not able to penetrate. The Malach was not able to harm him, to prevail over him, because he was so davek to Hashem. Imagine this, when a person is so davek to Hashem, he's so connected to Hashem, b'machshava v'dibur, in his thoughts and in his mouth and his speech, always, our Yitzhara cannot penetrate. When a person is so deeply connected to Hashem, he has a kesher to Hashem with whatever he's doing, his neshama is connected to Hashem, our Yitzhara cannot penetrate. And this, if we think about the tzavikos throughout our day, this connection to Hashem throughout our day, this is something that prevents our Yitzhara from being able to penetrate, to lead us to do avirus, to lead us to do the wrong thing. It enables us to choose the right thing. Think about our day and think about where we could stick in this devikus, where we could stick in our neshama, that I'm connected to Hashem through everything that I do, b'machshava v'dibor. Where can I stick in this devikus? Maybe it's when I make my first shakel in the morning. Stick in that devikus, Hashem. I'm connected to you, Hashem, through this bracha that I'm making. Maybe it's while I daven. I'm davik to you, Hashem. I'm connecting to you, Hashem, when I daven. Maybe it's throughout a Shabbos. Maybe it's when I say my brachos, just to list a few. But these mitzvos and these opportunities are times that we connect to Hashem. And when we connect on an neshama level to Hashem, when my soul connects to Hashem, and we become davik to Hashem, this is ultimate tshuva. Returning to Hashem, the deepness of our neshama, the depth of our neshama that connects to Hashem. Let's begin this Elul to position ourselves on the right path, to connect, to be davik to Hashem, to return, to do tshuva, and create a closeness to Hashem. And then Rav Shemeshin Pinkus says, do you want to know how to be zocha b'din Rosh Hashanah? We all want to know how to be zocha b'din. How should we have a good year? How should we be zocha b'din? He says, if a person places himself during these days in the embrace of Hashem, if a person places himself in the embrace of Hashem, kaviyachol, he's like deeply intertwined with Hashem. He becomes deeply connected with Hashem. Then this temporary time of these 40 days, this temporary time can become permanent, can make a permanent impact on us, that we can connect Hashem on the most deepest of levels. And we can always find ourselves b'chavika shel Hashem. And this is the ikra avodas hayom, he says, through this loving connection to Hashem that we're building, we all can be zocha b'din. This is what Rav Pinkus says. And I want to just end with a story. There's a Rebbe in town here, a Rebbe in a yeshiva, and he tells a story about himself. He says, he was a bachar, he lived in Montreal, and he had to get back. It was off Shabbos, and he was in Montreal for Shabbos, and he had to get back from Montreal back to here, to yeshiva, to Neri Sol. And he was there with a friend of his. He was 18 years old. His friend was 19 years old. And they had to get back to yeshiva. And they heard that there was going to be a huge snowstorm Sunday morning. So they decided, let's travel back on Matzah Shabbos. We'll travel back together through the night. We'll take us through the night, and we'll beat the storm. And we'll come before it starts to snow. And this Rebbe was a little bit nervous. He said, you know, I don't really drive. It's overnight. I drive. I have my license, but I've never done this drive. It's overnight. I'm afraid. And this other bacher, 19 years old, said, don't worry. I got this. I'm a good driver. I like to drive. I'll do it. And they started driving, both, you know, pretty good, pretty awake. And as the clock is creeping towards 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock a.m., this bacher finds himself drifting off. He's falling asleep. So he says to his friend, you know, maybe you want to take over a little bit. I'm falling asleep. And he says, yeah, okay, you know what? A couple of hours I could handle. I'm not so tired right now. A couple of hours I can handle. And he gets behind the wheel. He's not such a seasoned driver, but he gets behind the wheel. And he says, when it gets to 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, his eyes start to close. He opens the window, taps on the steering wheel, turns on the music, starts to chew gum. And he really is falling asleep. And the next thing you know, their car hit the barrier on the side, rolled over a couple of times, landed on the side of the road on its head. And these two bachrim were thankfully okay. And they got out of the car in the middle of this deserted road, pitch black outside, pre-cell phone days, stranded. And they get out of the car, and they really are stuck. They don't know what to do with themselves. They look at each other like, now what? Almost no car, no cars passing by. We're really stuck. Now what? And his friend turns to him when they're in the middle of this dilemma. Now what? His friend turns to him and his friend says to him, hey, look at the bright side. At least we're alive. He said, I hear. Okay, yes. At least we're alive. At least we're alive. Well, they wait on the side of the road, freezing cold. Remember, it's supposed to snow. Freezing cold on the side of the road. Help does finally come. They get back to where they need to be. And all ends well. Fast forward 1 year. These boys lost touch. One went to one yeshiva. One went to another yeshiva. This Rebbe, who was the 18-year-old bachur at the time, He said he heard, exactly 1 year later, he heard that this bachur, his friend, was nifter in a drowning accident in the summer. 1 year later, he heard. And he was shaken up. He didn't know what to do. The shloshim came around, and Rabbi Neuberger and the yeshiva came to him, this Rebbe, this bachur, and he said, I would like you to speak at the shloshim. And he said, me? I didn't really know him. We were friendly. I didn't really know him. We lived in the same town. I would like you to speak at the shloshim. And at the shloshim, he got up and he said, you know, I didn't really know this bachur so well. I think I just have to pass on one message. The very last message that I heard from him, I need to pass on to you. The very last message, deep conversation that we had together, the two of us, was he said to me, this is what this Rebbe is saying, Bachur is saying to the whole yeshiva, Bachurim. He said, his last message to me was, hey, look at the bright side. At least we're alive. That was his last message to him. And this Rebbe said, I took a message from him and use it as a mantra for me, for myself, and to give over to others. At least we're alive. We have the opportunity to be here, to be zocha to another 40 days of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metzuva, and Yom Kippur. We have opportunities, many opportunities in front of us. Opportunities to be the best people we can possibly be, to connect to Hashem. And it's our obligation, our privilege, to be able to focus on what I can do. What I can do, my opportunities that lie in front of me. And these days ahead are days of opportunities. They're days of deep introspection, days of deeply connecting to Hashem. When we search for the right path and we head in the right direction, and throughout our day we set intention and we think, how can I deeply connect to Hashem? That way I'll return to Hashem, ultimate tshuva, and I'll find myself b'chavika shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll find myself in the embrace of Hashem and ultimately be zocha b'din. Thank you.